letter number 1690 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6. This is dated Baruch Hashem, 7th day of Tammuz, Toshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Now the Rebbe is using here like Melitza, very beautiful language to address this rabbi, Rabbi of Morocco, who was very instrumental in helping and doing for Yiddishkeit, and worked together with the Rebbe for helping the Rebbe. The Rebbe says to him, an endless peace and blessings to no end. The Rebbe gives him a letter after giving him great titles. The Rebbe says, I thank you, your honor, for receiving with the titles Sholom Chaskin, with all the titles. The Rebbe sent him a personal shaliach, a personal messenger, an agent, to visit him. And the Rebbe is thanking him for greeting him and receiving him with a very kind and a very pleasant countenance. And I was also delighted to receive a letter from my representative, my shliach, that he had a good discussion with you in words of Torah. So may Hashem give to each and one of us our portion in the Torah, to increase Torah, expand Torah, from being with relaxed, both physically and spiritually, in a true harchov amitis, a true wife. The Rebbe says, I have to ask your forgiveness that I didn't answer your letter of the 20th day of Iyar and the one that preceded it. The reason I put I based myself, the Rebbe uses here very melitzadik language, v'takti v'takati yosid v'mokim nemar. The Rebbe says, I based it on the saying of our sages that you don't respond to curse, which means for bad news, there's nothing to respond, because based on the situation over here, so it's unfortunate and it's to our great dismay. There is no big hope to make a big tumult, to get gatherings and to protest for the bad that they're doing to the children who are children from religious parents. And I'm assuming that the Rebbe is talking about here those people that went to Eretz Yisrael and they forced them away from Yiddishkeit over there in Israel, and those that are trying to, God forbid, separate them from the Holy Torah. So the Rebbe says there is no way of doing that, of to create this outcry over here. That situation is very known to us. And for various reasons, it was impossible till now to get the public opinion to move them to come out with a proper protest, although we put in efforts in this. I'm assuming that that's the Rebbe's talk. So now, for now, the Rebbe says there is no other way, seemingly, but to influence the parents that are there, that they should respond with a very sharp protest against those who stand up against the souls of their children, their sons and daughters, to separate them, may it never be, from the source of living waters, living God, and the living Torah. May Hashem protect His nation Israel wherever they are, and He should illuminate the darkness of the exile until Mashiach, our Mashiach, will come, the true Redeemer, speedily in our days. With blessing, great blessing to you, you honor it to your Torah and all those who are in your circles, Mistoifim Betzila. This rabbi, Marash Chaskin, the one who, the Shaliach, wrote to me the names of the various different groupings over there, and the Cheres, that he gave you, the different groups. So Rebbe says, perhaps if you're going to turn directly, maybe it will be a little bit, you can do a little bit, because it comes from a new place. The Rebbe says, I sent you some of the places where you can go and try to create that from a rabbi and one who leads a community in a big city whose name goes. Basically, the Rebbe is saying, maybe he should try another avenue, maybe he can succeed. Again, I'm thinking about that has to do with the fact that in Israel they were taking away the children. I'm not sure exactly what the case is, but that was the Rebbe saying that, you know, he's tried to do what he can, but he should still try from his angle.